Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We move to golf now, because it's been an awful long time coming, but Tommy Fleetwood is finally a PGA Tour champion. The win marks his first one on the PGA Tour in 164 starts. He's 34. He entered the final round of the Tour Championship at 16 under, shot a 2-under-68 on Sunday to capture the tournament and the season-long FedEx Cup title and a prize of $10 million. Let's get more on this with RTE Sports reporter and golf commentator Greg Allen. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Claire.
Everyone seemed very pleased for Tommy Fleetwood last night, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I don't think there's any sportsman or woman that I've rooted for who isn't Irish as much as I root for Tommy. He's just an extremely likable guy. I mean, he's just, you know, you get everything from Tommy that you'd get from an ordinary person when you talk to him. I've interviewed him a few times, and I mean this in the best possible way. There's no aura about Tommy. He rocks up to you for an interview, and it's just like speaking to a member of staff, you know, in the press room. He just has that type of everyman demeanor, and I think a lot of people are very happy for him because he has had all of these reversals of fortune in terms of coming close. He's had 6 runner-up finishes. 2 of them were in the last couple of months, and one of them just a couple of weeks ago. And I think the difference this time, to some degree, is that at this point, nobody was inspired coming from the pack to shoot at him for the victory. In other words, he led in the course of the Travelers Championship a couple of months ago. Keegan Bradley, who was playing almost on home soil there, and he's the American Ryder Cup captain as well, he came at him with a really inspired performance in the final day. And Tommy faltered, it has to be said, on that occasion. And similarly, Justin Rose, who's a really good pal of Tommy Fleetwood, just 2 weeks ago in Memphis in the FedEx St. Jude event, Justin Rose shot, 6 birdies in the last 8 holes that he played to beat Tommy. And again, Tommy faltered. And I think really interestingly, he said after that defeat to Justin Rose, I'd rather be there and fail than not be there at all. And I think it's the way that he faces up to the music that makes his victory last night so popular.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed Justin Rose was filming him with a big smile on his face when he came in to win. And he's very close to Shane Lowry, and Shane was there as well, watching on, waiting to offer him his congratulations.
Yeah, and that's partly because he's also not just popular with the fans. And you heard the fans going, Tommy, Tommy.
Yes.
This wasn't, at the Belfry in Birmingham. This was, in Atlanta, Georgia. So, even the American fans, rally around for him. And I thought that was really touching, because the last time I saw scenes like that at the Tour Championship was when Tiger Woods won it back in 2018, just before the Ryder Cup, and the fans swirled around like that in great fervour. And there they were doing it for Tommy Fleetwood. That's, I think, testament to the popularity of his victory.
So what will this mean to him now? Obviously, his bank balance is boosted by that $10 million, an extraordinary prize. But does it open up a whole new world for Tommy Fleetwood in terms of finally breaking through?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, obviously, he's already got $30 million in the bank from the PGA Tour.
Well, he was okay anyway, was he?
He was okay. He wasn't dwelling too much. And like so many of these, elite sports people who are paid so well, it isn't about the money. It sounds, anathema to say that, but it isn't about the money. It is about what it does for you. And I think, he has had such reversals of fortune. I mentioned that because there's one in particular at the Canadian Open in 2023 when he lost on the 4th extra hole to a putt from Nick Taylor from 72 feet. It just seemed like, this was just never going to happen for Tommy, especially with those 2 defeats this year against Keegan Bradley and Justin Rose. But now that he's got the monkey off his back, or as the Guardian newspaper said, the orangutan is off his back, this is a player of very high accomplishment. He doesn't have any real weaknesses. He's really become a very good putter. He's in the top 15 in the putting statistics on the PGA Tour. That sometimes has held him back. But I think his Ryder Cup record is an interesting thing to focus on. He's got a very good Ryder Cup record. He loves the heat of battle. He's, I think, got a 66 or 70% win record in the Ryder Cup. He famously had a great partnership with Francesco Molinari in Paris in 2018. They were called Mollywood, just as a moniker for the two of them. And then in the Ryder Cup victory in Rome, just a 2 years ago, he formed a partnership with Rory McIlroy, and they were known as Fleetwood Mac because they were so musically smooth and effective. I think, generally speaking, Tommy is a player who has come close to winning majors. He had a 7-foot putt to win the US Open in, or to go into a playoff in the US Open in 2018, having shot a 63 in the final round. People might remember as well, he was the guy who was alongside Shane Lowry in 2019 at the Open Royal Portrush. And on the very first hole, there was a scenario where Fleetwood could have brought the gap back to just one stroke heading towards the second tee with 17 holes to go. So he's come close in majors before. But I do think even at 34 years of age, with more than a decade of experience winning and losing, it has to be said that he's also won 7 times on the European Tour, so he knows how to win. I think this may well unlock the real Tommy. And I think that's going to be very interesting to see because he is so popular. And I also think he plays a very entertaining brand of golf as well. I love the way that he manufactures his swing to play certain shots. And he's just a good guy.
Well, listen, it was a pleasure to see everybody smiling all around when he won last night, which speaks to his popularity and the fact that he's a nice person, which we always like to hear. Thanks so much, Greg Allen there on Tommy Fleetwood's win. Now let's go to the newsroom and to Brian Jennings.